All right, so welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and we're going to talk about movies that you should watch if you're stuck inside, because many of us are, and will continue to be. Even if your state is opening up, you probably should be inside. My movie is going to be Meet the Parents. Hilarious comedy. At this point, Ben Stiller has done a lot of that, but I think this was like best of those type of movies that he's done. The supporting cast, which is Robert De Niro still in his prime, but I think at that point, that movie came out, it was so much of a difference, because it's like Analyze This sees Robert De Niro doing more comedy, but it's a good movie if you just want to sit down and watch something that can make you laugh. Ben Stiller being harassed by his potential father-in-law. It's a good movie. Just going to suggest that.
Going through my wonderful collection, I ended up resurrecting Transformers the movie. The soundtrack still rocks. The animation isn't as great as today's animation, but still bright, still has that doom and gloom when a certain character dies than Bay Universe movies, in which that person always dies. It was a good movie. I recommend getting it.
One movie that I may have talked about before on another series, I think probably top 100. A movie that I'm going to bring up is one that horror fans like myself probably you've seen, and if you haven't, you need to check it out. It's Exorcist 3. I'm going to admit something I never really admitted before. This movie freaked me out. It's George C. Scott and Brad Dourif, the voice of Chucky. In my mind, the actual sequel to Exorcist, because Exorcist 2 was utter trash. And I would tell anyone to avoid that movie. Just go, if you're going to watch it, watch Exorcist, then go to Exorcist 3. Continuing from part 1 with the detective that was in part 1, and it's a couple years ahead, and they're talking about the priest that jumped out the window in Exorcist 1. He's locked up in a insane asylum or a mental hospital, which is weird because he died. For some odd reason, I believe this serial killer possessed his body. So he is in the body of the priest that committed suicide in Exorcist 1. The serial killer was played by Brad Dourif, freaked me out. There were certain scenes in this movie that will stick with you for the longest time. And even now, when I see that scene, if I was to go look this one scene up on YouTube, it gets me every time. Gets me every time. This is what I talked about when doing horror. If you're going to direct a horror movie, you got to set the tone and set up perfect camera angles not to give away that something bad is about to happen. And a lot of movies, especially horror movies, they already have it pre-set up, and you already know something's behind that person. You already know that this is going to happen. All these cues that tell you that something's going to happen. In this scene that freaked me the hell out, there was none of that. It was a wide shot, so it wasn't like moved over to the left or moved over to the right, an above shot. It was just a wide shot. Boom, something happened immediately, and just a screeching sound just came up. And it's not necessarily a horror movie. I consider it more of a psychological thriller. Not gory, it's nothing like that. It's just more so like a psychological thriller with a little bit of murder, mystery type vibe to it. I would recommend that. Not too graphic. You should pay attention to it. Pay attention to certain clues, certain things. And I think that most people would enjoy it, especially the horror fans. I think they would enjoy that movie.
All right. Mike, you have any movie suggestions?
I don't know why this movie popped in my head first. I have not watched this movie in years. I don't know if this means that now that I'm doing nothing, I want to watch it. And it's probably the last movie I would have thought I'd recommend right now. But it's Kung Pao, Legend of the Fist.
Man! Wow! Oh.
Literally the first movie that popped in my head. Because I was sitting here like, if I had nothing else to do, that movie will have me in stitches, because it is downright hilarious.
Oh my God, I got that.
You don't find that movie funny, then something is wrong with you.
that movie, you know what?
It's hilarious.
It's hilarious.
Right. Movie is funny as shit.
Just to piggyback on what Mike said, for a person that watched a lot of kung fu movies, Golden Harvest, Shaw Brothers, and all that stuff, man. This is right up your alley. I don't even know what to say. That's a good one, Mike.
That movie's funny as shit.
I've been waiting for a sequel for that shit. It was supposed to have a sequel, but I guess it did not.
Is that the one with the cow in it?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that movie's classic.
I've never seen that movie.
What?
Nope, never seen it.
Movie funny as shit.
I'm almost certain Keith won't like it. Because it's Keith, man. He ain't gonna like that shit.
Kung Pao, Legend of the Fist. All right.
One, you gotta come in this shit with an open mind.
Is that the one with the woman with the four breasts or three breasts or something?
That was the last porn you've seen. No.
No, okay. All right.
I don't know. I have no idea, Keith.
I know what it was. That was that movie about the ping pong. Okay, I'm sorry about that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was a bad movie. That was a bad movie. All right. Keith, you have any suggestions?
Say try Speed still holds up. That movie with Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock. That holds up a little bit.
What do you do?
The wife and I were just going around just saying pop quiz stuff all day. Pop quiz. Their dishes in the sink. What do you do?
What do you do?
You got company coming over, but you're just too lazy. What do you do? It was an entertaining movie. It actually holds up today, especially because Dennis Hopper was just so over the top. Last Kingdom on Netflix. That's actually a really good series. Basically takes place back in 10th century during the Dark Ages. It's when the Danes or Vikings attacked basically during that whole period before England was a unified country. Four different countries. And you've got a protagonist who's trying to get back his homeland and secure it. Based off of a novel series of books that I have not read. It's produced by BBC. Not sure how English TV works in terms of violence and sex, but it's kind of like their answer to Game of Thrones. So there's a lot of political intrigue, a lot of violence. I think it's their take on the show Vikings, but a little bit more mature.
All right. So again, these are movies and shows that you should watch if you're inside. So everyone needs to stay safe, stay alive. Beast Game Podcast.